Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. What's he up to? Well, he's committed to rooting out woke, and he's done a lot. And you've got numbers, unbelievable numbers, recruitment numbers that are just blow you away. And I kind of expected that, but honestly, not to the degree he has delivered. It's really been phenomenal. And also, he is returning Confederate memorials to their rightful places. This is the grand return of the Confederate Memorial, commonly known as Reconciliation Monument. And the people that want to say something about the South and racism and slavery and all that, listen, when the war was over, what did Lincoln know? He knew one thing. If this country is to survive, we need to pull together. Didn't he coin the phrase something like, united we win or whatever, divided we fall?
Stand.
United we stand. Thanks, Greg. United we stand, divided we fall. You get the idea. So when it says Reconciliation Monument, that's what it was doing. Now, they could have treated, the South and anybody involved in the Confederacy, they could have carried on, this vitriol and hatred back and forth. And you look, in some degrees, it did, and it was. But they really, the Union felt like, and Lincoln felt like, you got to go over and above to bring the country together. And when you tell all these people that, hey, all that loss of life that you suffered on your side was a complete waste and there was nothing honorable about it, that's not going to win over hearts and minds. And Lincoln was wise enough to know that. So he said, look, we're all Americans. And we definitely had our differences, and we fought it out. And now it's over, and we need to come together as Americans. So that's one of the reasons why you need to keep these memorials in place. They're learning tools. And today, we see that history in general is not being taught at all in some cases, but it's not being taught well.
Right.
And you need, history is such a great teacher, and if you're not getting history, it is like you're going into a boxing match in life with one hand tied behind your back, both individually and as a nation. So no, history is important. We need to learn from it, the good and the bad, and what we've overcome, and where we are now, and how we're just good things are coming. Now, if you keep telling everybody that, we're a bad, we're evil nation, we're a racist nation, is that somehow in some way, how does that work? Is that some kind of reverse psychology I'm not aware of? Tell people all negative things and they'll become a very positive person over it. I don't know. Sigmund Freud, all coked out of his skull, couldn't even come up with that. You know what I mean? So there you have it.